Daf is Daf Lamed Hes. We begin the sixth parak of Brachos Ketzim Mevarchim, and the Mishnah begins as follows: Ketzim Mevarchim Al Peres. What bracha does one say when eating fruit? So the Mishnah says Al Peres Eilon, if it's fruit from the tree. So Omer Bori Pri Aitz Chutz Min Hayayin, with the exception of wine. Shal Hayayin Hu Omer Bori Pri Agafim. And Al Peres Aretz, fruit that grow from the ground, which for us is called vegetables. Hu Omer Bori Pri Hadama Chutz Min Hapas, except for bread. Shal Pas Hu Omer Hamoti Lechem Min Haaretz. Yirakos, when it comes to vegetables, who omer bori pri adama. So even though it says fruits before, so these are actual vegetables. So fruits that grow from the ground. We're going to see the definition of fruits from the tree and fruits from the ground. So there's fruits in the ground, and then there's something called vegetables from the ground. So vegetables in the ground as well as bori pri adama. And comes along with Yehuda omer bori minei b'disham. One should say bori minei b'dishamim on the vegetables. And Rashi explains here on the top bori minei b'dishamim lefisha yesh bechal pri adama. Dishaim vizram kigon kitnios. You also have things, beans and things of those sort, seeds that grow from the ground. Rabbi Huda by heker bracha lechom min v'min. You need to be very, very specific. So it seems like from Rashi that Rabbi Huda would agree there would be instances where you would say a bori pri adama, and there are instances where you'd say a more specific bracha bori minei dishaim. But there are achronim who say that no. Rabbi Huda says you never say bori pri adama. You always say bori minei dishaim on anything that grows from the ground. And this machlok is between the Netziv and the Melech Shlomo on the Mishnah. If you look at Tosa in the top here, Tosa asks the question: Ketam Mevarchim lo shayach lahakshos tana heicha kai. Right, we have the first mission in the Masech talks about Koran Shema Ba'arvis, and the Gemara asks, "What is Smar? What's Shema? Tell me what Shema is before. Tell me when you say it." So how come the Mishnah says here, how do you say bracha? First, tell me what's the bracha. What do you say brachas on? So it's not shaykh to say to ask the question. Lo shaykh lahakshos tana heichi kai. What's this referring to? The Kadani Kate Mevarchin. First, tell me what's the bracha? Like we ask in the Gemara, the Bereish Mechilta, in the beginning of the Masechta, Bishum Dahacha Svaru. This is a Svara. This is, you don't need a pasuk, you don't need a source. It's logical, Levarech Kedemasik Begemar, Da'asa Lehanos Mina Olam Hazeh Below Bracha. It's logical, as we'll see later on, that one should not say a bracha, rather, one should not eat before stating a bracha. So if it's a Svara, it's not based on a pasuk. And that's why we don't have to introduce brachas. Brachas was intuitive. Inami says Tosos, Yesh Lomar, de Koya Masnisin de Misha Mesu. It's referring to a Mishnah on Daf Chaf, the Katani, where it introduced to us brachos already back then, the Balkari, Mivarech La'achara, Ve'eno Mivarech La'fanav. So already we're told such a bracha before eating, and now the Mishnah is going into great detail which brachos you say on which items. So the Gemara now asks the question, Minaha Nimile, how do you know, what's the source that one is supposed to recite a bracha prior to eating food? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, the Brisa, the Tanur Rabbanim. It says in the pasuk, "Kodesh hilulim laHashem." So what does that mean? Melamed shetuunim bracha lefneim ulacharem. This pasuk tells me the context of the bracha is referring to neter vai. Neter vai is the first 3 years of a fruit tree is aser arla. The fourth year is called neter vai, the fourth year of the planting. That has there's a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim, to eat it in Yerushalayim only. And it says hilulim lashon of two hilulim. Tell me what? If you look at Rashi, well, Gemara is going to explain this. One hilul before you eat the neter vai, and one hilul, one bracha after you've eaten the neter vai. So the source is kodesh hilulim lashem milamid shetun and bracha lefneim ulachareim. That's what the Gemara says. According to this, at least this stage. So then, Mikan Amar Rabbi Kiva. From here, Rabbi Kiva says, "Aser la Adam sheyitom klum kodem sheyvarech." From here, we learn you cannot taste anything; you can't get any hana before reciting a bracha. The high kidu shiluim lahachi hudasa is the pasuk of kodesh shiluim used for the source of bracha bracha rishona. Hi mibayle, it's needed for a different reason. You can't make it available for bracha rishona. It's needed for chad one hilulim. It says hilulim implies two. So one of the hilulim is to teach me. Damar rachmana achle v'hadar achle. The word achle with a ches means to mechalel. You first have to mechalel the kedusha before eating it. If a person wants to eat the food outside Yerushalayim, what you have to do is put the kedusha of neter vai onto coins, and the coins are taken to Yerushalayim to buy fruit there, and the current fruit in your property may be eaten their chulim. So achle means a lashon aches tima mechalel, to be poded. So the word hilulim, oftentimes we could switch the word hilul and chilul. The ches and the hay sound similar. You switch the hilul with chilul. So first drasha is your mechal, the fruit, and then you can eat it outside Yerushalayim. V'idach, the other word hilulim, the other drasha is, says the Gemara, davar ha-taon shira tan chilul. V'she'ein taon shira ein tan chilul. That which requires a shira, that which demands a shira, which is we know the din that we only sing a shir on the Beis HaMikdash during Karbanos when we bring Yayin. So only Yayin is subject to Chilul. Any other fruit is not subject to Chilul. So we're learning from here that Neter Vai, the fruit tree, the fourth year tree, it only applies to wine, to grapes. It doesn't apply to anything else. So that's what we're learning. Hilulim is a lashon of halal, lashon of singing. So which items, which fruit are subject to Neter Vai? Only that which you sing a halal, that you sing a shir on, namely yain. So again, I'll read that inside. V'idach, the other hilulim, is to teach me, davar haton shir, that which requires shira, namely yain, wine, on the mizbeach at least, requires a shira. That's what's ta'on chil, that's what requires chilul, because that's only kedusha by yain of neter vai. But she'eno ta'on shir, that which does not require shira, which is any other fruit, then eno ta'on chil doesn't require chilul, which means there's no din, there's no kedusha of neter vai. Uch the Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, I'm Rabbi Yonasan, says the Gemara. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, I'm Rabbi Yonasan, minayin she'ein omrim shira ela al hayayin. How do you know that in the Beis HaMikdash that the Levim would only sing song over the Nisach hayayin, the Mizbech? She'nemar, it says in a pasuk in Shoftim, batomer lehem agefen, hechadalti es tiroshi hamisamech aleihem, elokim rather, ranashim. So the Gemara says that pouring the wine, it leads to simcha. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So I understand wine makes me happy. But Elokim b'mam misamech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with wine. He doesn't drink the wine. So mikan, what makes Hashem happy? This shira. Mikan, she'en omrim shira el al hayayin. So what's going to bring simcha at the same time? While the wine is simcha to Adam, it's the shira that's simcha to Elokim, and they go hand in hand. So this is the basis that we only have a neter vai on that which is a hilul, which is namely yayin. So that's the drasha. And therefore, Kodesh Hilulim is not available to teach me a bracha rishona. So the Gemara says, Hanich l'man detani neter vai. It makes sense if you hold neter vai applies across the board, that it doesn't, it's not limited to yayin, it's limited, it applies to all fruits. So then one of the Hilulim is taka available for a bracha rishona. But Ella, the man detani kamer vai. But if you do say that we paskin that it only applies to kamer vai, which means you do use one of the words hilulim as a drasha of only kamer vai, my ikalamema. What is the source for a bracha rishona? So the Itmar, the Gemara quotes a brisa that there's a machlokas, a statement whether there's a machlokas whether or not the neter vai applies only to kerem or applies to all fruits. The Itmar, Rabbi Chiyabar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chad Tani kamer vai. Chatani netrevai. One applies the din of the fourth year fruits only to Karim, and one applies it to all natias, all fruit trees. So the Gemara says as follows: Leman damar detani kamrevai hanicha. The one who learns kodesh hilulim that it only applies to kamrevai, it still makes sense. Why? Because e yalif gzera shava. If you're going to learn a gzera shava, which is what detanya that Rabbi Omer namar kan lahosiv lachem tuvaso. So then I see lechad hilul bracha, meaning there is another source to learn that neter vai is limited only to kerem vai. It's based in a gzera shava. It says the word lachem in one place. It says lachem in a different place. So the word tvuas rather. There's tvuas in two different places. So just like the one pasuk tvuas hakerem in one place, the tvua of neter vai is also only kerem. So if you use the gzer shava, then one of the hilulim is available to teach me a bracha rishona. So then it would still make sense even in the world of neter kerem vai. But ilo yalo gzer shava, if you don't use the gzer shava of tvua, so you still have a question, bracha minali. What's the basis of saying a bracha rishona? V'nami, and even if you want to say Yalof Gzer Shava, you want to rely on Gzer Shava, Ashkechan Alachrab. So we find Hilulim, remember, the word initially Hilulim, Kodesh Hilulim Hashem, was teaching us a bracha beforehand and a bracha afterwards. One of them is for sure used to teach me Achle Vahadar Achle, to be Mechala. Only one Hil is available. So even if you want to entertain the possibility that the Hil is teaching me a bracha, if you were to choose a bracha Rishona or a bracha Achrona, we would certainly choose a bracha achrona as the source. So the Gemara says, "I nami yalf gzeir shava." Let's say I'll grant you, you're going to use gzeir shava to tell me that's only kamer vai, which means now one of the hilum is available. Well, then ashkechan la'achrava. So I would understand that the achrava should be a source of saying the bracha of birchas hamazon, or not birchas hamazon, a bracha achrona after eating the wine. But lefanav minayin, how do you know beforehand one should say a bracha? That's for benching. This is not for benching. This is for eating fruit, grapes, which is a main sheva, main shalosh rather. So the Gemara says, "Halo kasha." This is not a contradiction. The asya b'kal v'chomer. You're right. So even if you want to say that the pasuk hilulim is teaching me a bracha achrona after eating the fruit and the neter vay, you could say a bracha rishona based on a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Kishu saveya mivarech. If he's satisfied, he says a bracha. So then he can walk away and it's easy to thank Hashem. But when he's starving, certainly he should have to say a bracha and ask permission to eat the food prior. So the Gemara...
So it stays that the bracha charona is from Hilulim.
Exactly.
And the Rishona is from Kalvachomer.
Exactly. Now the Gemara, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. When we say the bracha achrona is learned on Hilulim, is that a real source deraisa or a derabanan? So everyone agrees benching is deraisa. There's a machlokes Rishon whether or not me'ein shalosh is also deraisa or me'ein shalosh is only a derabanan. It's based on this limud. So right now it's a Kalvachomer. So the Gemara says, okay. So this kal v'chomer, that if you say a bracha achrona on gafen, so certainly you say it on bracha rishona as well, so ashkacham karam, this only works in the world of karam, only a very limited area of karam, because the pasuk is talking about karam only. How do you know shar minayin? How do you know that other foods one should say a bracha rishona? So the Gemara says, minayin, the yalf mi karam, you learn from karam. That's a karam is a binyan av, ma karen davar shenehene v'tom bracha, something you're going to benefit, you have to say a bracha prior to eating it, af kol davar shenehene tom bracha. So to anything else you eat, you must first say a bracha. So the Gemara says, well, ikla mifrach, you could ask a question, karam is very unique. Ma karam shekein chayiv b'olos, that's chayiv b'olos, so the different dinim that apply to the fruit, that if you have a cluster that's missing the top and missing the bottom, it's a dirt din, you have to leave it for aniyim. So there's something unique to a kerem, so that doesn't allow you to apply to other fruits that don't have such a din of matnos aniyim. So the Gemara says, kama tochich, kama will prove to you, because kama, you do have such a din, that let's say, we know that Rashi points out here, that when it comes to eating grains, which is kama, that which stands up, there's a pasuk says, v'chalta v'zvata v'rechta, so that includes the five grains. So we have the five grains. There's a bracha achrona based on v'chalta v'svata v'rachta. We have now kerem, also has a bracha achrona based on hilulim. So the Gemara says, but still, kama can't be used as a mal for other cases because malakama, when it comes to the five grains, it's also unique, shekein chayeves b'chala, as opposed to other foods, don't have a chiv chala. So Gemara says, well, kerem yochich, well, learn from kerem, but kerem doesn't have a chiv chala, and yet it's chay bracha achrona. But the Gemara says, well, Chazar Adin lo raizek raizeh, lo raizek raizeh, neither one is has its kashas, but if you put them together, both kerem and kama, grapes and bread and grains, you have a tzada shava shevhen. What's the common denominator? Davar shenena v'tom bracha, both grains and grapes are items that you get benefit from, and you say a bracha, so to af kol davar shenena tom bracha. So to across the board, you must say a bracha prior to eating. Yes, exactly. I believe so. Yes. So mala tzara shava shibhen. What? Just like this common denominator, shekein yesh bo tzara mizbech. There is an element of the grains and the grape that go to the mizbech. The asinami. So what goes to the mizbech? So kama is leads to flour, which are menachos, and kerem have the yai nesach, which goes to the mizbech. So that's unique. These two, only that which goes to the mizbech, perhaps requires a bracha. So we can add in one more item. The asinami zayis dis be tzara mizbech. The oil, the shemen that goes on the mizbech. The zayis. So Gemara says, "V'zayis mitam mizbeach asi." Olives are included only because it has the element, the factor of the mizbeach. I have another reason to bring olives into the picture here. V'hai behediuk sibetz a mefurish pasuk that we call kerem, because we just like kerem of grapes, so too there's a kerem of v'zayis. The chesiv it says in the pasuk. This pasuk appears in Shoftim. V'yivar esh palapidim v'yishalach bekamos plishim v'yivar migodish v'ad kama v'ad kerem zayis. So this whole long pasuk tells me that we call an olive field. It's also called a kerem. So it should be included because it's a kerem, not because it's a mizbeach. Gemara says no. The fact that it's called the kerem isn't sufficient, Rav Papa points out, because Amar Rav Papa, kerem zayis ikri, but kerem stama lo ikri. You never call a zayis a kerem stam. You call it a kerem zayis, but not just a stam kerem. So the only reason why we could bring in zayis into the picture is because it has tzad mizbech. Mikol makom, the Gemara says, kasha. We still have a question. What's the basis for saying bracha achronas and bracha rishonas for all other items? Mala tzad shava shebehem, shekein yesh behem, tzad mizbech. All the items have a tzad mizbech. The kama, the kerem, the zayis. What about something else that doesn't have a part of the piece of the mizbech? So El Gemara says, yalaf la mishivas haminim. We can learn it based on the shivas haminim, Ma shivas aminim davar she nehene v'taon bracha. The shivas aminim are items that you get hana from, and you should say a bracha. How do you know you say a bracha achronon shivas aminim? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says shivas aminim around 20 lines up. He says ha'amurim ba'aretz baretz chita v'sarah. The pasuk lists the seven aminim, and then afterward it says in parsha eikev ubert basrayu ktiva v'achalta v'savata uverachta. That's going on in the Shivas Aminim. So this is really where the Rishonim argue, is v'achalta v'savata uverachta argue. They say it only applies to bread, or does it even apply to Shivas Aminim? So that's machlokas, whether Shivas Aminim, main shalosh, is a deraisa or a derabatim. Either way, we've expanded it to Shivas Aminim. So now can we go beyond that? So the Gemara says, well, ma shivas aminim, davar shenena v'taon bracha, af kol davar shenena taon bracha. Ma la shivas aminim, however, what's unique about shivas aminim is, shekein chayavim bibikurim. Bikurim are the first fruits of the year. The farmer has to bring it to the mizbeh, to the base of Mikdash, to the Yushalayim, to give it to the Kohanim. Now, bikurim only applies to shivas aminim. No other fruits are subject to bikurim. So just like shivas aminim are unique to bikurim, maybe you could, it's unique, that only they require bracha achrona, not other fruits. Oh, not only that, hatinach la'acharav. This all makes sense for a bracha achrona, for shivas aminim. But lefanav minayin, how do you know you say a bracha before him? And the Gemara says, hello, Kasha, that's not a problem, because you already introduced the Asa Kav HaChomer, the Keshu Saveya Mivarech Kusharav Lo Koshikim. So right now, all we have is that the Shivas Aminim all require Bracha Achrona, based on the Pasuk V'chalta V'svata V'rachta, and a Bracha Rishona, based on the Kav HaChomer. But how are we able to expand beyond that? And moreover, the Gemara says, Uleman Detani Neter Vai. And even if you go back to the beginning of this discussion, that Neter Vai applies to all fruit trees, and therefore, when it says Kodesh Hilulim, it's a halal even on regular fruits, not only grapes. Hatinach Kodavar Netiyah. That's all fine and good when it comes to that which grows from the ground. But the Labar Netiyah, that which does not grow from the ground, could go in Basar, Beitz, and Vedogim, meat, eggs, and fish. Minale, what's the source that you require a Hilul, that you require a Bracha? And after this whole long discussion, the Gemara finally concludes, Ela Svarahu, the reason why you say a Bracha Rishona is simply based in a Svara. Aser, Lal Adam, Shiyanim, and Ol Mazeh, below Bracha. It's prohibited to get Hanah from this world until one without saying a Bracha. So the Tosfos in the bottom says here, Ela Svarahu, Aser, Lal Adam, Shiyana, Vechulei, Vekra, the Nasiv, Le'el, the Pasuk we brought above was simply in a Smachta, Ba'alma, Ba'gamar, Haya, Savar, Mitchila, the Limud, Gamaru. The Gemara initially thought it was a real Limud, and the Gemara here concludes it's only a Svara. Now, only Svara is still a serious thing. The Pnei Yeshua points out here, a Svara is a din deraisa. The Gemara says oftentimes, Svarahu, lama likra, why do you need a pasuk? It's a Svara. That which is illogical, that which is intuitive, itself is a deraisa. So it's a big discussion. We assume that a bracha. What? The Gemara says it. It's something that's intuitive, that which makes sense. So the most Rishonim hold, it's a derabanan, bracha Rishona. There's this Pnei Yeshua that seems to imply it might be a deraisa of some sort, even though there's no real limud. So you have a concept where things are deraisa, even though there's no real pasuk for it, but most assume it's only a derabanan. Now, what comes out, really, how much of a iser is it to get hana from brachas anenin? When the Gemara says it's aser to eat without a bracha, does that really mean it's an iser? Or no, it's just like a statement to show you how important it is. So one of the big questions, there are many questions, this really carries throughout the Masechta, but one question is an onen, for example. When a person is an onen, he doesn't say bracha before eating. How is that allowed? If you assume that saying a bracha, eating without a bracha, isn't really an iser, it's not a big deal for an onen to eat without saying a bracha. But if you take this statement seriously, aser la'adam shi'anim and olam b'lo bracha, how can an onen eat without saying a bracha? It's an iser. Could an onen steal? Could an onen murder? Can an onen violate Shabbos? He can't do anything. So no, but the point is, if you take this line seriously, that there's really an iser involved, so just like an onen can't violate the iser of stealing, it can't murder someone, so too can't do the iser here. So one of the answers they explain is, the Emek Bracha points out, that the whole, if you assume, which most assume, that the Birchas Nenen is a Dirabanim, the Chacham only instituted it in certain instances. By the instance of an onen, they were never Mechayv a Bracha in the first place, and that's why there's no iser involved. But you can still take this statement very seriously that there is an iser.
So we're considering this as a lotas.
That's machlokas.
If it's asay, tefillin also is a rising, and anointing doesn't put that.
Correct. That's machlokas. Machlokas is how serious do you take this line? Is it really an iser?
It has to be also a lotas. If it's asay and it's a raisa, then tefillin
no. Tefillin's an asay. This is iser. Iser means a losay. But iser means a losay. The question is, do we really call it an iser, or it's not really an iser? We're just trying to give credence to it. So this comment, we saw this already earlier. Machlokas had a paskin by Tosas or Bikvi Eger. If a person said the wrong Baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem with the wrong Das, do you have to go back and say it correctly or not? Rekiv Eger said, of course you have to go back, because there's an Isser to eat without saying a bracha, so he assumed that this is very seriously. There's a few Rekiv Egers that are very Lishitaso that takes this line very seriously.
Okay. Yes,
yeah, so Gemara is going to say right now, Taner Rabbanim, the Gemara says, Asa lalu adam shi'anam in olam hazeb lo bracha, you can't get enough from this world without a bracha, v'cha nenem in olam hazeb lo bracha, ma'al, those who do, it's a violation of me'ila, you're stealing Hashem's items, his food. My tekanta, what's the takana? Yelech eitzah chacham, go to a chacham. So Gemara says, Yelech eitzah chacham, my avile, what's he going to do for you? Ha avile yisur, you did an isur. So you're going to go to a chacham, and what's he going to do for your isur? Ella, what it means is, Amar Rava, Yelech eitzah chacham meikara. Go learn by a Talmud Chacham. V'ilam denu brachos. Teach him, he'll teach you brachos. K'day, in order that, shelo yafo lidei mi'ila, so you don't come to mi'ila. So Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel ka nena min olam hazeh b'lo bracha, kilu nena mikachei shemayim. So these are all these statements showing you that if you say eat without bracha, it's mi'ila, it's stealing from Hektish. Shenamar says, this is what Ezra is pointing out, Lashem ha'aretz u'muloa, everything's Hashem, so you have to ask permission before eating his food. Rabbi Levi, Rami, he asks a question of Tupsukim. K'siv la'Hashem v'artim lo'ah, that the world is Hashem. U'k'siv ha'shemayim shemayim la'Hashem v'artim la'son l'vnei adam. It's given to us. So who owns the land? Who has the right to eat the food? Is it us or is it Hashem's? And lo kasha, Gemara says, there is no contradiction. Kan kodem bracha, kan la'acha bracha. Before the bracha, it's la'Hashem v'artim lo'ah. And after the bracha, it's ha'artim la'son l'vnei adam. So Gemara says, kan la'acha, kan the kodem, kan la'acha bracha. So then the Gemara says, top line, lam hema beiz, I'm a Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Kol hanenem in olam hazeb la bracha kilu gozel, like he stole the Kadosh Baruch Hu uknesses Yisrael. We're taking again all these constant statements. Shenamar it says in the pasuk gozel aviv v'imo. He stole his father from his mother. Ve'omer ein pesha chaver hu leish mashkis. His friend to a one who's deserving of being destroyed. What does this all mean? So the Gemara points out as follows: the Ein Aviv Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is our Father in Shemayim. Shenemar Halohu Avicha Konecha. The Ein Imo Ela Knesset Yisrael. That's a reference to Knesset Yisrael. Shenemar Shema Bini Musa Avicha Val Titosh Teras Imecha. So we see one who takes from Hashem from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world is stealing from the father and from the mother, from Hashem and from Knesset Yisrael. So what does it mean? My chaver who leish mashkes, he's going to be a friend, a chaver of this ish mashkes. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, chaver who Yeravam ben Nevat. He's going to be coupled with Yeravam ben Nevat. She hishkes as Yisrael lavim and shebeshmam. He caused terrible destruction and calamity to Klaisel and Kadosh Baruch Hu. How so? He caused them to sin. Fine. In Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami Ksiv. It says in one pasuk in Hosea. Lakachti digani biito. You're supposed to take the dagon in its proper time. Uksiv it says in pasuk in Kriyashma vasafta diganecha. You're supposed to take your dagon. Whose dagon is it? Is it my dagon digani or is it diganecha your dagon? Who owns it? So the Gemara says lokasha. There is no contradiction. Kan bisman she yisrael osin ritzonum shemakom. So then it's considered your dagon. But kan bisman she ain yisrael osin ritzonum shemakom. When you're not following the derech Hashem, then it's viewed as Hashem's dagon, and you need to ask permission from him. On this topic of digancha, the Gemara has a famous machlokas. Tani rabbanim vasafta digancha matam lomer, that you're supposed to gather your dagon. What does it teach me? The fish in Amar tes in the pasuk lo yomer shefa torah mi azem mipicha. It says you're not supposed to stop learning, and the continuation is v'agisabo yom v'alayla, never cease to learn. So yachal dvarm kichsavim. Perhaps the pasuk should be taken and understood literally that you never stop learning. Tamalomar v'asafta diganecha. You have to make your panasa. You have to support your family. Haneg behen minag derech eretz. Do what they're doing around you, meaning get a job, make some money. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. There has to be a proper balance of limud Torah and parnasa. And that's Rabbi Shmuel's understanding. Comes along Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer. Efshir adam charish b'shas charisha v'zareh b'shas izria v'kotzer b'shas ktsira v'dash b'shas disha v'zor b'shas aruach Torah matel le'ah. The guy's busy plowing and planting and harvesting and all that stuff during the whole year. When is there going to be any time to actually learn? So ella bisman shi'ashal osin ritzom shemakom, when they're following b'derech Hashem malachtan nases ayidei achem. You're having others working for you. You're able to delegate, have a whole factory run on your behalf, and you could spend the day learning. Shenemar v'amdu zarm v'rod tzonchem, and they will still b'nei necha. The pasuk says the goyim ikarechem v'kormechem. They're going to be your farmers and watching over your vineyards. That's when you're able to accomplish lo yomush hatorah sefer torah hazeh mipicha. But bisman she'en Yisrael osin riton shemakum, when we're not following b'derech Hashem, then lachta nasa aydei atman, you have to perform the avodah on your own. She'nemar vasafta diganecha, you're going to gather the fruit on your own. For lo, not only that, elam lechas achem nasa ayadan, you're also going to perform the work of others. You're going to be servants and slaves to others. She'nemar va'avata esayvecha, you're going to serve your enemies. So we have two different approaches. Rabbi Shmuel felt there should be a healthy balance, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai felt you could go all in as long as you're following Ratzon Hashem. So Amar Abaye says, Harbe also Rabbi Shmuel, also be other. Many tried the approach of Rabbi Shmuel, balancing work and learning, and they were very successful. Matzliach, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, v'lo also be other. Many tried Rabbi Shimon and were not successful. So, tells you about Kolalim, but there's a lot more to talk about than this very narrow view of this Gemara. So, Amar Lahu, the Gemara says now, Rava the Rabbanim, b'matusa minaychu, with a mechila from you, b'yomei Nisan, u'v'yomei Tishrei, lo tischasei kamei. When it comes to the days of Nisan, when it's the timing of the Yom HaKtzir, harvesting everything, and Yom HaTishrei, and planting everything, preparing everything, lo tischasei kamei, don't come in front of me, I want you to go work. If you're able to work, if a person knows how to manage his time properly, he'll know the times when business is up, when business is busy, and then to put time in, you know, those months. And the other 10 months of the year, he's able to learn properly. And that's a well-balanced, he felt. Obviously, this works if you're a farmer. If you're working other businesses, so the zman will change depending on what you do. So, Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yabi, Eloi, Bo Re'ei, come and see, Shelo Kedoros HaRishonim, Doros HaAcharonim. That the earlier generations were very different than the later generations, because Doros HaRishonim, Asa Tarasan Keva, Umlachan Arai. They established learning as the Iker, and their Malach was very, very temporary. Vizu Niskaim Abiyad, and they were successful both in their learning and they're successful in their businesses. But Doros HaAcharonim, the later generations, she also Mlachtan and Keva, that their work was the primary, and Taras and Arai, they found time to chop and learning here, chop and learning there. It was very temporary. Zuvazu Lo Niskaim Abiyad, and they were unsuccessful on both fronts. V'amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yehbi, Alai, Bo Re'ei, Shalok Kedoros HaRishonim, Kedoros HaAcharonim, and a similar idea, that Doros HaRishonim, the first earlier generations, Hayu Machnisin Perusan Derech Traksvamam, they would bring the fruit into the house. The din is, when it comes to Meiser, when are you chayv to take Meiser and to give the Chumas and Meisers to the Kohen and Meiser to the Levi? It's when you bring the fruit into your house, but only if you bring the fruit into your house, the front entrance. If you bring it through the rooftop, there's a way to avoid having to give chumas and maisos. So what type of person are you? Are you looking to give fruit to the Kohen and Levi, or are you trying to circumvent it? So the Gemara says that the Doros HaRishonim with Dafka come through the front door, Derech Chaksimon, which is the front entrance, the front courtyard, Kidei, in order l'chai b'maisa, they want to be chai b'maisa, they want to fulfill the mitzvah. They were looking for opportunities. The Doros HaCharonim, however, the later generations were looking for the loopholes. Their machnisin peirosein, their gagos through the rooftops, or their chatzeros, their karpifos with other types of backyards, in order could they lipachim in a meiser to circumvent the need to separate chumos and meisos. The Amar Rabbi Yane said, "Ein hatevel mischayev b'meusar b'meiser rather ad sheyireh pnei abayis." You're not chayev to take meiser until the fruit sees the inside of a person's house. He brings it inside the home. Shenemar biyarti akodesh min abayis, that any meiser that's left over you have to burn from the house. It's mashba only when it's brought into the house is there chiyev of the hilchos meiser. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he felt afilu chatzer kavas, even going through the chatzer would also be chayiv. Shenemar v'achlu b'sharecha v'saveu, even in the chatzer. So if you bring it round about, you bring it through the rooftop or through the backyard, that would be pater in chumos and mice. Okay, back now to the hilchos brachos from the Mishnah. Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah, my min hayayim. So when it comes to the wine, we have to, the chutz min hayayim, you say bracha v'agafen, as we know. So, Maishna Yain, what's so unique about Yain that it deserves its own bracha? So the Gemara says, Ilema mishum dishtani lealuye, because by you changing it from a grape to wine now, you've pressed it and created a wine. You've extracted the grape juice that's now been elevated in what it's able to accomplish. Ishtani lebracha. Therefore, the bracha should be different. So the Gemara says, not true. Just because the item changes doesn't necessarily mean the bracha changes. Because we have a case, Hare Shemin, Dishtani Lealuye, when you have a zayis, an olive, and you've now extracted the oil, oil is considered more chashiv, or at least a change, it is an elevated status than the olive itself. Lo Ishtani Lebracha, the bracha doesn't change when you eat or drink olive oil. Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Rav Yitzhak Amar Rav Yochanan, Shemen Zayis, what bracha do you say on drinking olive oil? You say, Mevarchan Alava, Borei Priyaitz. So even though the item has elevated in status, it does not change in bracha. So what's the reason why there's a new bracha, change of bracha, for wine? So Amri, they say, Hasam Mishum Dil Efshim. Because when it comes to olive oil, that the technicality, there's no proper bracha to say. Because heichen nivrach, what bracha should you say on olive oil? Nivrach, borei pri azayis, the fruit that comes from the olive, piri gufa azayis grip. That's not true. The olive oil is not fruit of the olive. The zayis is the pri. The oil isn't the pri. So you can't say pri zayis, the fruit from the olive. The olive is the fruit. So you can't say anything. So therefore, we're stuck. We're stuck with saying borei pri eitz on olive oil. Gemara says, why don't you say nivrach alea borei pri eitz zayis? Why don't you say the pre of the eight zayas? That apparently is a more accurate way of describing the olive oil. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. That really could have been a sufficient bracha. That could have been said. So you know the reason why there's a bracha, a unique bracha for wine. Not because it changed in status. Rather, because of the following. Ela amar marzutra chamra zayin and mishcha lo zayin. Wine satiates. A person that gets full from wine. But olive oil doesn't satiate a person. And therefore it doesn't deserve its own bracha. So Gemara says, Mishcha lo zayin. Olive oil doesn't satiate, doesn't give a person sustenance. V'atzan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Eirin, that a person makes a nether, hanodir min ha-mazon, I make a nether, I'm not getting any mazon. I can't get any hanah from anything that satiates me. Mutter b'mayim b'melech, you're allowed to have water, and you're allowed to have salt, because water and salt isn't considered sustenance. V'havinam ba, so Gemara says, v'mayim u'melech hu delo ikri mazon, ha-kom mili ikri mazon, but everything else, outside the categories of wine, rather water and salt, is a muzzum. So that means olive oil is considered a muzzum. So Gemara says, Neima teyef tuftuf. So perhaps we should say this is a hokashya, because Rav and Shmuel hold, Damri ein mevarchin borei minei mizonas. Mizonas is the lashon of zon, ela b'chamesh zaminim bevad. That you only say mizonas on 5 grains, nothing more. Sounds like everything else isn't muzzum. So how, while the Mishnah Erevin said everything is mazon except for water and salt, the Rav and Shmuel says everything is not mazon except for the 5 grains. So what's considered mazon? So the Gemara said, Amar Rav Huna, Bomer, Kol Hazan Alai. When you say that which gives me sustenance, Kol Hazan Alai, that Lashon and Nether, that includes all types of food that gives mazon. You're right. Borei Minei Mizonos, it only applies to 5 minim. I agree. But when you say the Lashon in Beneder, Kol Hazan Alai, anything that gives me energy or calories, that would be considered, in terms of the nether, that is more expansive. That includes everything, with the exception of water and salt. In the end of the day, we see, either way, Alma Mishcha Zayin. According to the Mishnah Nedarim, olive oil is considered that which is Zan, and just like wine is Zayin and has its own bracha, so through Mishcha is Zayin and should have its own bracha. So that's not based on Zayin. So what's it based on? Why does wine have its own bracha? The Gemara says, Ela chamra soid u mishkal soid. Zayin is to sustain. Soid is to satisfy. A person should be soid. He should be full. So wine does fill a person up. Olive oil doesn't fill a person. Doesn't satisfy a person. And that's why. Gemara says, chamra misoid. Does wine really satisfy a person? V'har rava hava shasi chamra komala yom ha-pischa. That he would drink wine all Erev Pesach. This way it will whet his appetite. It will actually cause him to be hungrier. So clearly wine doesn't make you full. It makes you hungry. This way it would actually get him to be excited to eat more matzah leil seder. So it doesn't satisfy you. It makes you hungrier. So the Gemara says no. Tuva garir porta sart. The guy's got a lot of wine. That's going to make you hungrier. If you have a little bit of wine, that's actually going to satisfy you. Okay, works a little bit counterintuitive. I don't know how it exactly works. But a little wine, it's good. Too much wine makes your whole system go crazy and you get very, very hungry. The Gemara says, still, based on the logic that yain is sa'id, that still seems to be problematic. Umi sa'id cloud, does wine really satiate a person? Does it really satisfy a person? Faksiv, the pasuk says in the Tehillim, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh, it makes a person happy. V'lechem levav enosh yisad, and bread is what satisfies a person. So we see from here, nahama, bread, who decide, that's what satisfies a person, bread, but chamra lo sa'id, but wine doesn't. Wine makes you happy, but it doesn't sa'id a person. So Ella the Gemara finally says, almost finally, Ela chamra is beitarti. There are two unique characteristics to wine. Number one is soid. Number two is visamach. It makes sameach. It makes a person happy. Nama misaid soid samuach lo visamach. Bread satisfies a person but doesn't bring simcha. Wine both satisfies a person and also brings a person simcha. So says the Gemara. Now ihachi, that's the case. Nevarich aleh. You should say a bracha of shalosh brachos. It should have the bracha of birkas hamazon. Just like we say benching on bread, so that you should bench on wine, if wine in fact really does v'chalta v'savata to a person. So the Gemara says, lo kava inshe sudasai olayu alave. No one makes a suda on wine. That's why. You're right. If a person were to be kave a suda on wine, in a chanami, it would seem to warrant a benching, but no one does. So Amar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak le Rava, I kava alave sudasai mai. And what if a person is kave on wine? Would a taka require benching? Amar le, lichshiyava Elio v'yomer ihavia kivyasa. If Elio would come and tell us that that's considered kave a suda, I'm not so sure if it is, then ain't in a chanami. But hashemir, now a person who is kave a suda, Butla daita itzak ka'adam, no one does this, and therefore it won't be a relevant halacha. What comes out in the end of the day here is that the yain is both sa'id and misameach. Now the Yisharim say, in the end of the day, is it really true? Do you need both simcha and sa'id? Some conclude that based on this last line here, that all you really need is sa'id. The fact that it satiates a person, the relevance of simcha is not the factor, while others say, no, simcha is still a factor. Why is this relevant? Because when it comes to something like grape juice, which does not have simcha to it, doesn't have the alcoholic content yet, so is that going to warrant a hagafen? So the Rav Zalman says, since grape juice has the potential to ferment and turn into wine, that's sufficient. You don't need actual simcha, but the potential. So then he asks the question, this is actually my today's daffin practice, those who are listening online. You don't have to now, I'm sharing with you. But what if you pasteurize? All the grape juice now is pasteurized. Once you pasteurize grape juice, it can no longer ferment into wine. So then maybe grape juice, since it cannot turn into wine, it should not require a guffin. And Shlomo Zalman said, once it was created as grape juice initially, before the pasteurization, it has a shame yain on it. Nothing by pasteurizing it will not remove its shame yain, and therefore it would still have a hagaf. Okay, the Gemara now says, let's finish this daf quickly. The Gemara says, Gufa. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Yitzchak Amar Yochanan, Shem and Zayis, Mevarchan La Borei Pri Ha'etz. We said above, one who drinks olive oil says a Borei Pri Ha'etz. Hey Chidami, what's the case where a person drinks olive oil? Ilema the kashasi le, if you just drink olive oil straight, that would be a terrible thing to do. Ozik mazik le, that's going to destroy your stomach, and that's a mazik. And a mazik doesn't, you don't say bracha on that which damages you. So the Tani, the Raisa tells us that hashos hashemen shel truma, if one drinks truma, you're not a kohen, and you drink a kohen shuma, b'shogeg mishalim es hakaren, you have to pay the amount to your mazik, his property. Veino mishalim es hachomesh, but you don't have to pay a chomesh, the additional fifth, because you did it b'shogeg. Sach shemen shel truma, if a person rubbed the oil of truma onto his skin, he's mishalim es hakaren, u'mishalim es hachomesh, he pays the chomesh as well because he got hana. But when you drink the olive oil, you don't pay chomesh because you didn't get hana. That's not called hana when you drink olive oil straight. So too, you don't say a bracha on drinking olive oil straight. So what's the case where you would say a borei per eight on olive oil? Ella, it must be where you're eating with something else. So what are you eating with? The ka achala you're eating with ayude pas, with bread. You're dipping the bread in olive oil. So that's when you'd say borei per eight on the olive oil. But that's not true, because we know the klal ihachi havile pas ikir v'hu tafel. The pas is the ikir, and the olive oil is the tafel, and we have a klal we're going to see on daf mem dalad v'tnan, zeh klal, that kol shehu ikir v'imo tfela mevarach al ha'ikir v'potos ha'tfela. You always see the bracha on the ikir, and the bread is clearly the ikir, so you wouldn't say a bracha on the olive oil in that instance. So when would the case be? Ela, the kashas yilei ayde anigron, where you're drinking it through some type of food, it's not bread, you mix it with wine of some sort. Davar Rabba Bar Shmuel, anigron mai de silka, that anigron is some type of soup of water from radishes or something like that. And sigron is maya de kul shaka, water of other types of vegetables. So that's a situation whereby you would say a bracha on the Shemen Zayis. We'll stop here, but the Gemara continues to say, well, you still have to figure out which one's the ikker, which one's the tafel, between the olive oil and the vegetables. But we'll leave you hanging for now and finish this off tomorrow.
Terrible, the Shemar as well, that tells you that.